everybody loves the summer. The weather's nice, you get to eat outside, you get to forego the nasty gym and exercise outside. One of the most compelling reasons why people love the summer is vacation. People take time off in the summer. A lot of people take time off in the summer, and that seems to slow down news cycles. What I'm trying to say is, interesting news has been a little bit lean the last few weeks, and because of that, I'm not going to try to add filler in this week's episode of Sourcecast. The big story this week is that Microsoft, they had a great quarter, they're growing, we are going to talk about it. I'm Joey Lombardi, and this is Sourcecast episode 81. Like I said, this episode is mean and lean. There will be no acquisition news this week because there is none. Every time I talk about cloud on this podcast, I always mention that Microsoft is a solid number two, and then I never get into any details about why Microsoft is a solid number two.
Who does number two work for?
Ever since Satya Nadella became Microsoft CEO in 2014, he has been aggressively shifting the company away from traditional software and moving it towards the cloud. I'm sure some people thought he was nuts, but he has consistently been executing against his vision, and the company is doing really well. Let's talk about how well. In this most recent quarter, according to the Wall Street Journal, Microsoft posted $6.5 billion in fourth quarter net income. That's compared to a profit of $3.1 billion a year ago. 2 years ago, in 2015, Microsoft forecasted its commercial cloud run rate would top $20 billion in 2018. At the end of the fourth quarter, their current run rate stood at $18.9 billion, so they are well on their target to hitting that $20 billion goal. All of Microsoft's new investments seem to be paying off. Their intelligent cloud segment, which includes Azure, rose 11% to $7.4 billion. Their productivity and business process segment, which is basically the Office suite, that revenue climbed 21% to $8.4 billion. And there's another profit center that the press seems to be forgetting, and that's LinkedIn. LinkedIn added $1 billion in revenue this quarter, although they did post a $360 million operating loss. But as Microsoft continues to link...
Oh, okay, I see what you did there.
As Microsoft continues to integrate LinkedIn with their Office products, LinkedIn will continue to show more value and realize more profits for Microsoft. I really do think that is an ingenious integration. I would like to drill down deeper into Microsoft's success in their Office suite. Microsoft is really turning their business around with Office 365. People are starting to transition from the traditional Office suite to the cloud platform. As I mentioned before, Office 365 grew 43%. Dynamic products and cloud services increased 7%. Their Dynamic 365 revenue grew 74%. And then there's SharePoint. People are starting to use SharePoint more. In fact, Microsoft is reporting that usage of SharePoint nearly doubled year over year. I could do a whole separate side podcast about SharePoint. While I love the tool, and while it serves its purpose, SharePoint becomes a black hole of documents as well, and I'm sure Microsoft will offer eventually an artificial intelligence program that will help you find documents and better manage all of the garbage that you put into SharePoint. Yet another revenue stream. As I did a little bit of digging into such strong performance for Microsoft, one thing that did come up that we should talk about is a little bit of a benefit that they got from a tax break. Seeking Alpha reported that Microsoft's fourth quarter net earnings were higher than its operating earnings, both on the GAAP basis as well as on an adjusted basis. In particular, this is due to the impact of Microsoft's high cash holdings, which generate some return. But the most relevant factor is the taxes that the company had to pay. Microsoft didn't pay income taxes during the most recent quarter, actually almost $1 billion back on a net basis. And this lifted the company's net income substantially, which is part of the reason why Microsoft had such a huge earnings announcement. The company earned about 30% more than expected. Again, Microsoft is performing extremely well, and they would have shown very good growth patterns. But this little tax bonus, it really helped. Not everything is sunshine and roses with Microsoft. Their decision to shift to cloud, it's almost a perfect execution. Companies like Oracle and IBM should take note, but they are also suffering from the same problems that IBM and Oracle are experiencing. Microsoft is also transitioning from a traditional software company into a cloud-based company, and some of their legacy business units are dragging them down. specifically their mobile unit, Microsoft is consistently taking write-offs of their failed attempts at mobile. Their laptop division has been performing strongly, but they didn't have an offering in the last quarter, which hurt their earnings. Microsoft is in an interesting place. They have the number one operating system in the world. Contrary to common belief, not everyone uses Mac. In fact, the market share for the Mac OS is like 10% or 11%. Microsoft's decision to basically give Windows 10 away for free was a really smart idea. I know there was a lot of pushback, but ultimately, their customer base is going to be on one unified platform, for the most part, and it's going to be easier for them to support their customers and push their cloud services. I really foresee the idea of having a Windows release every couple of years start to go away. You'll start to see minor upgrades to Windows 10 and minor enhancements, but they'll probably keep everyone on Windows 10 for a long time and sell their cloud services like Office 365 instead of Office software on a CD-ROM or USB drive. Over the months, we've covered that Microsoft has been delving into things like team chat applications, like a replacement for Slack. And I think we'll continue to see them either purchase companies like Slack that have a subscription base or develop their own competitors to tools like that. So right now, Microsoft is playing the smart game. They're building their customer base, they're developing a supportable platform to build from, and they're offering a compelling cloud option for customers that are already using Microsoft products, both on a consumer level and on an enterprise level. I've now done my job and properly explained Microsoft's position in the cloud market. And on that note, take it away, Ben.
And that's all we have for this week. You can find Sportscast on iTunes, Google Music, and all of your favorite podcasting applications. Sportscast is recorded in bucolic Mandarin, New Jersey, and it's produced by my dad. The outro is performed by me, Ben Lombardi, and music is provided by Patrick Lee. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.